Of the plans that have been put forward, which are the state's plan and then an alternative proposal put forth by a group called Rethink 280, the state's plan is the more realistic plan, we believe, because it can be built and basically come down to a build versus no build option. The reason we believe the state's plan can be built is because it incorporates the financing element of a toll. And we believe that's a great way to think about how to fund a project, which is a big project. And while the toll would not cover the whole cost, it certainly would cover a majority of it, according to the state. And therefore, it has the opportunity to actually be built.
You alluded to an alternative plan by the group Rethink 280. It's one that doesn't have these elevated lanes or tolls. What do you make of that proposal?
Well, I've actually done a lot of study on that proposal, and it's interesting that that proposal and the state's proposal have a great deal in common. There are some vast differences. The Rethink 280 plan does not incorporate any portion of the 10-mile corridor as an elevated highway, and the Rethink 280 plan does not envision toll. On the toll issue, we don't believe the project can be built absent a toll mechanism, some way of charging users and raising funds. On the issue of the elevated highway versus what's called at-grade or subgrade express lanes, the elevated highway has been shown to be a construction technique, if you will, that's not unlike a bridge. In fact, they are bridges built down the center of the highway using the existing median. It is built from above. And once you've got that first pod in place, all the construction activity is really going on up in the air. And that speaks to the lack of construction delays and the knot of traffic that occurs when those orange barrels and cones go up.
Well, I spoke with a traffic engineer who pointed out that you're never going to build your way out of congestion, that as long as there's growth, there's going to be need to increase capacity in some way. Assuming this plan for 280 were to go into effect today, how long before we'd have to revisit it?
Well, not being an engineer, it's hard to pin a date. I know that the intersections that are at issue here are mostly grade F, as in failing. The state grades just like a report card. An A-graded intersection is one that free flows and things work well and no traffic backup. And these intersections are mostly grade F. The idea is to get it to where it's not failing, and how far up that scale you can come with any given solution has to do with this chicken-egg thing of which comes first. Does the solution to the capacity problem cause more growth, which then self-fulfilling prophecy fills up the capacity, or is the growth coming anyway, and gee, you better do something to handle it, or people just give up on the corridor, and no one wants that, I don't think. The other thing that gets at this issue of capacity, and when does capacity come, is the whole matter of transit. Transit is the obvious solution to capacity problems. It's so much easier to just add a bus onto the link or add a car onto the train as opposed to adding a lane. So how we incorporate transit into the 280 corridor, I think, speaks very directly to the issue of how long will that capacity last.
Now, with the issue of transit, mass transit, that is one of the criticisms that's lobbed at this plan, is that it really doesn't take that into account. If I understand what you're saying correctly, you feel that the state's plan can accommodate mass transit, even though it's not specifically part of it right now.
Well, sure. The state is actually prohibited from use of gas tax dollars for mass transit. So DOT cannot deal with transit funding sources coming from state gas tax dollars, and it's a horrible thing for our state. That said, you wouldn't expect the state to run the bus system anyway. There is a bus system. It's run by the BJCTA. And what they need in order to be able to effect a route on 280 is the ability to do it. The state's plan and the Rethink 280 plan give that ability. The reason is they both offer express lanes. They both offer a way to get from one end of the corridor to the other without a traffic light. Hooray. It depends on whether your local transit authority can decide, hey, there's a route there. But for BJCTA to be able to do that, you can't just put people on a bus and dump them out in the middle of downtown. There has to be a system of distribution in place. And in the neighborhood, you have to have a collection system. There have to be park and ride lots and transit stations and things like that. So what we're hopeful the state's plan will do in its final version will be to acknowledge that and to say we've identified, like the Rethink 280 plan, places where transit would be appropriate